Hello, this is David Lewis for the Hamilton Spectator, reporting on the 2018 FIFA World Cup. As pre-tournament disasters go, this is a big one. Spain's training camp was rocked Wednesday morning with the news that head coach Julen Lopetegui had been fired, immediately after news broke on Tuesday that he would be the new manager of Real Madrid. The decision to announce such an appointment so close to the start of the tournament was perplexing to start with, so it is unsurprising that this is the course of action taken. From a business perspective, there was very little else that could have been done by the Spanish FA given the circumstances. It begs the question, however, why? Why, with only 3 days until Spain kick off their tournament, would Lopetegui decide to not only agree to take the Real Madrid job, but to also publicise it? Nothing is more destabilising to a squad than having a manager that clearly isn't as committed as he's made out. Well, apart from having a manager fired with immediate effect so close to kickoff. It is a PR disaster that will now follow Spain throughout this tournament. The repercussions of this could be huge for the Spanish squad. They've worked under Lopetegui for 2 years now, and in that time have transformed themselves into a much better cohesive unit than they were in the latter stages of their Del Bosque reign. They were unbeaten under him and breezed through qualifying stages without barely breaking a sweat. The changes that Lopetegui brought to a stale and outdated Spanish squad drastically changed their performances and results, making his departure that much more of a hard pill to swallow. He was the youthful leader of a resurgent Spanish side, hoping to once again dominate the international football scene. A departure of this magnitude, therefore, will only prove to be the most unnecessary of distractions to a squad that had real hopes of winning the competition. The issues that come with such an important change in personnel cannot be overstated. It will change everything about how this team operates. Spain are now a headless monster, a team blessed with such quality and balance but now without direction. Their World Cup campaign is in tatters before it even began, and now the recovery process must be as quick and seamless as possible. But the unknowns that come with a change of management will still plague the Spain squad. Will incoming manager Fernando Herrero want to change the way the team plays? Does he have a different vision for the squad? If he's going to continue with the tactics Lopetegui had used, then Spain will be playing in a tactical system that Herrero has not developed himself. This has simply derailed Spain's World Cup campaign, and time is certainly not in their favour. They have to find a way to regroup and unify before they kick off their tournament against Portugal in 2 days' time. Frankly, it's simply not enough time, and Spain face the most monumental task now. As pre-tournament disasters go, I don't think there's been one that's topped what Spain are going through right now. For the Hamilton Spectator, this is David Lewis.